I give to you, O Lord. Use me, I pray. May I glorify your precious name in all I do and say. Let me trust you in the valley dark as well as in the light, knowing you will always lead me. Your will is always right. I know in every change he makes, so that others would see my life and know that God makes no mistakes. And when someday in heaven above I see his dear face, may I then be counted faithful as a runner in his race. But now I'm trusting in my Savior to show me the way. In his righteousness he guides me as I seek to please him day by day. I know God, he makes no mistakes. He leads in every path I take, along the way that's leading me to home. Though at times my heart would break, there's a purpose in every change he makes, so that others would see my life and know that God makes no mistakes. So that others would see my life and that God makes no mistakes.
All right, thank you for that. We are back in the book of Proverbs tonight, and we've been looking, I think there's a typo. It's what says lesson 3 on there. Is that what it says for the virtuous man? I think this is number 4. We've been talking about the virtuous man, okay? And really what we're talking about is this subject of, for lack of a better term, immorality. And it's prevalent in our society. In fact, it's everything in our society. Now it's about choice and what is marriage and what, it just is permeating every single aspect of our society. And so we have to deal with it, particularly men. It is a temptation for men, and we must be very careful. And so let's pick it up. We took off the other points. Last week we started number 9. We did number 9. We said don't be spiritually naive to immorality. And we're looking at Proverbs chapter 7, which details a story of a young man who was not careful and made a mistake. Not a mistake, he sinned. Mistake is a nice way of saying he sinned. He wasn't careful. So we looked at that. We said, A, he acted out of his simplicity because he was naive. B, he had a lack of maturity. C, he had no understanding. D, he was in the wrong place. And E, he was out at the wrong time. Now, picking it up in chapter 7, we started number 10. We only got through one subpoint there, so we'll pick it up. 10, be alert to the warnings of a strange woman. A strange woman. A strange woman is defined as somebody who is not your wife, okay? You say, well, I'm not married. Then all of them are not your wife. You say, I was always wondering why women were strange. Now you know. Not strange like that, okay? Just strange woman, someone that could be a possible temptation for immorality. And so we're to be alert. We said letter A. Now this lady is after him. Letter A, and we're not going to belittle it. We already talked about it last week. Letter A, the way she is dressed gets your attention. Now, you said last week, like, wait a minute, I thought you were talking about the virtuous man. You kind of talked to the ladies last week for a while. I kind of forgot who I was talking to. I'm sorry about that. But we did talk a little to the ladies because we need to be very, very careful about that. Men are attracted by sight, and if they're not, if they have red blood flowing through their veins and they're a man, that's a temptation. Now, before we move on, let me make sure I made this clear to the men. It's our responsibility to be careful what we look at. As we get outside the walls of the church, you cannot basically control what's going on out there. And ladies are very free with the way they dress, very free out there. They don't know the Lord. You know, as soon as the temperature goes up, the amount of clothes they wear goes down. And by the way, very seductive. So as men, we have to purposely make sure that we have our guards on and we're not taking pleasure and taking a look we shouldn't take. Let's just put it that way. Say, well, I can't control who's out there. They may cross your eyes one time, but they shouldn't cross your eyes twice. Okay? Be very careful. Advertisement, billboards, you name it. If you're watching a game, if you've gotten to have it, switch away, put another channel on. So when it goes to commercial, you go to something else. Be very, very careful. Thank you, Brother Raul. I appreciate that. One guy hopped on with me. All right. So that's that. Number. B's not a number. I did go to public school, but I do know that's a letter. Letter B. She sends subtle messages in her words and deeds. By the way, let me say this. Now, we're looking at it from the Proverbs perspective, which is the woman after the man. But, and that's the angle we're going to hit it. But every single one of these could be flipped. It could be a man trying to do that for a woman. So listen to what it is, because it's for everybody. But she sends subtle messages in her words and deeds. Okay? It says, Proverbs 7:10, as we continue on, it says, and behold, there met a man, the woman with the attire of the harlot, which we saw, and subtle in heart. Subtle. So in other words, the first thing that drew his attention was the way she was dressed. Okay? The second thing was how she was subtle. It's amazing how people are. She first gets noticed with the outside dress, but she is out to snare him with her inward deceit. Sometimes it's not necessarily overt. It's overt. It's not necessarily just out there. By the way, good to have the Snakenbergs back with us. Great to have them home again, okay? And they brought this weather with them. It was fine until you guys got in Tuesday night, so I don't know what you guys did, but good to have them back with us. But they're subtle. Because it's subtle, if you're not careful, you excuse it. By the way, sometimes ladies, and I was going to say the word dense. That's a little bit rough. Sometimes you are not as, not dense, but dense means you're not as alert to these things as guys are because you're more trusting. You say, isn't there an easy way to say that? Yes, you're dense. No. But guys, we're not. By the way, if you pick up on that in somebody, that's a sign that you better back away. Okay, that can go over very well. By the way, men, unless you're funny, you're going to pick up on it. You'll catch that. Like, whoa, that was a little bit. You know, that's not like, oh, look at that. Okay. No, it's like, I better back off. Okay, you don't allow that stuff. You say, oh, it's just innocent. That's how it all starts. Be very, very careful. There is something you will notice. You will notice something wrong in your spirit. But if you're not careful and you don't pick it up and deal with it right away, you will be drawn in by your senses. And then your emotions take over and you are done. I was reading a book several years ago. And it was some pastor, and he said this. He said he was at church and somebody came by and, you know, he's just being friendly and nice. And she walked away, and he told his staff member. He said, I felt something when she talked to me. He goes, you make sure I never talk to her again. Whoa. Say, what's wrong with him? I don't know, but it sounds like he's trying to be cautious. you'll pick up on these subtleties. Oh, you know, and by the way, it makes you feel so, hey, you know, I still got it. No, you don't got nothing. You know all you need? You just need your wife to think you got it. If you need other people to think that you got it, then you don't need it. Be very, very careful. She's subtlety. By the way, it is so easy now. It is so easy now with our technology to take us down that path. It could be something as simple as a text with just a little something extra attached to it. Emoji. I can't even see, on my phone. I can't even see the emojis. The kids will send them. I'm like, is he winking at me or is he like, is he staring at me? I don't know if he's crying. I it's like, forget all that. But if you can see the emojis, okay, God bless you. It could just be a little extra thing there that's like maybe isn't inappropriate, but if this is the line of inappropriate, it's right there. It could be something that's a little bit inappropriate. It could be something that's a little bit off color. Something a man should never text to a woman and a woman should never text to a man. Well, you know, look, a man should never go up to a lady and say, wow, that's a nice dress. I'm losing you here. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm just being nice. No, you're being a knucklehead. That's not your responsibility. All these little things we accidentally say, and I'm totally losing everybody here, but you know what? If I lose you, but you stay okay, that's fine with me. Someone's got to say it because it's everywhere. You know, a little innocent remark. And then the phrase like, you know, JK, right? LOL, ICMBRU, I don't even know what this stuff means. Sometimes one of I think Lauren one time texted me, and I text her something, and she texts back, LOL. I said, are you really laughing out loud? And she texts back, you know, I really did laugh out loud. Okay, good. But it's like, JK, no, JK, it's inappropriate. Just because you say, oh, I'm kidding, or I didn't mean anything, it's inappropriate. If work related thing and you have to text back with somebody that's work related, if they even hint at going past the line, you let them have it right there. You say, don't ever say anything like that again. I'll go straight to the boss and I'll let my husband know. I'll let my wife know. Okay? In some cases, your wife's probably tougher than the husband, so there you go. Just subtle. Be very, very careful. It always starts out subtle. Oh, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. And you're allowing yourself to emotionally get reeled in. Be very careful. I'd rather have someone get mad at me than start walking down that path. Be very careful. Subtle. See, her outward looks and subtle actions cause you to miss her obvious character. Now, in verse 11, they're going to give us two of her traits that any guy looking for a girl would cringe at. Okay? If you say, these are the two traits I'm looking for in a woman, you got issues. Here we go, verse 11. She is loud and stubborn. Oh, you know, she makes up with her loudness by her stubbornness. That's not a good thing. This sister has some serious character flaws. Let me just throw this. You know how come so many relationships and marriages are bad? Because they get together based only on the physical attractions. They don't know each other. And when they get married, they find out that she's loud or stubborn. He's got a bad temper. You should have figured that stuff out ahead of time. That's why the physical is the last thing to come. First part. Now, again, I'm not saying look for somebody and say, I think he looks like he caught on fire and someone put him out with a baseball bat. I want to date that guy. No, I'm not talking about that. There's that physical attraction, but then it's a getting to know. What are our values? Do we have the same values? Do we have the same mindset? Are we going the same direction? The other stuff will take care of itself after marriage. But what we've done is that stuff's first, and then after marriage, we hope the rest of it all meshes up together. It will not. All that other stuff does is mask the obvious character flaws that are going to kill a relationship in the first place. Also, Also, if you're already married and you're going to go for somebody else, you're already getting somebody that has, first of all, you're not supposed to do that. That's just straight outward sin and it's rotten and all that. But are you really going to trust that person? Oh, but you don't understand. We both had bad marriages, and we understand each other. As soon as you guys get hooked up, you're going to look at them and say, I don't trust you. You're a cheater. Okay? There's character flaws. Look, she is the opposite of the virtuous woman. Here's the virtuous woman. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Look, there is no amount of beauty in the world that can overcome loud and stubborn. You could take the most beautiful woman that ever walked on the face of the earth. My wife. Just said that because I want brownie points. And if she is loud or stubborn, as soon as she opens her mouth, it's like she's ugly. Character is very important. It takes more than just beauty. I like what Proverbs says, 31. Did I get brownie points there? There you go. That couch was rough last night. Proverbs 31:30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. By the way, there's nothing wrong with being favored. There's nothing wrong with having beauty. But do you understand that those type of characteristics are characteristics that have nothing to do with you? Those are God-given. Character is developed.
Yes, sir.
That's the important thing. Beauty, favor, it's not saying those things are wrong. Trust me, every guy is saying, amen, I'm glad that's not sin. Favor is deceitful and beauty is sin. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.
Amen.
Bang. That's what you want right there.
Yep.
Okay? There's something beautiful about somebody that has a good spirit, that loves God. Amen. Now, you want them to have the outward stuff too. I get that. But once you see that, once you're attracted to the physical aspect, like, oh, you know, there's an attraction there God gave me for her. You better look for that other stuff. Leave that to the side. And find out the character level. But this kid here, he got suckered. Oh, she's beautiful. You didn't notice that she's loud and stubborn? Okay, we're losing it. That's a man. And by the way, you say, that's right, that's my job. It's not your job either.
Yeah.
It's free. The most important qualities a person can have are the internal qualities. And by the way, you say, you know, I grew up where I didn't really develop that. To be honest with you, that's how I grew up too. But the good thing about being a Christian is God's Spirit, once you're saved, helps us to develop that. And that's a blessing. Don't choose mates, primarily an outward, but let's just make sure that we're doing that. Letter D. And you know, I'll probably not make any friends here tonight, but we'll be all right. She is more interested in hanging out than in being home. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. You know what one of her issues were? Party girl, didn't want to be at home. Oh, when we're unspiritual, we like the party girls. Let's go out. Let's have a good time. That does not make a good wife. That does not make a good mother. That does not make a good home. Now, I'm not ladies, you need to have lady friends. And there are times you need to maybe go out to eat, what that kind of thing. I get it. But we do that way too often. And this isn't popular, but you know what? It's what's the word I'm looking for? Tough. Your world should be your husband and children. You like that, man? Let me throw this at you too. That ought to be your world too. I have my work. You got to have your work. I get all that. But when work is over, it ought to be wife, children. You say, well, I want to go fishing with my friends every now and then. You know what? Fishing's good. Do it. Okay? And nothing wrong. But you know what? We want to be single still. We want to be all the time. I think it's very dangerous for a lady every week to be out with the ladies. I wouldn't do it every week. Unless you're discipling somebody. Unless it's a ministry thing. Okay? And if you need lady time, have lady time. By the way, make sure the lady time is something spiritual and helpful. Now, it's nothing wrong with, you know, going out and that type of thing. But I think too many of our ladies sometimes, not our ladies, but ladies in general, they just always want to be out. You know, we had, I'm trying to be kind here. We had a family in the daycare. You know, they have children in our daycare. They went to Disneyland and left their kids with us. And by the way, I'm not, that's not sin. That's not wrong. But listen, you know, we went to Disneyland over Christmas break, and I was that close to just saying, why don't you guys just go and I'll stay home? I hadn't been there in 16 years. I went, and I'll never go back for another 16 years. I'm good. By the way, I enjoyed myself, but I only went because my family was going. And by the way, if you went with your friends one time, I'm not saying that's, but you understand what I'm saying. There just seems to be this, you know, this mentality where I need to get out. And I know you need some time. And husbands, sometimes your wife, you know what she needs? She just needs a credit card. She needs to go shopping. And you just stay home with the children. Now, make sure there's a limit on the credit card. Okay, seriously, that's not very bright just to say, go on, sister, have a good time. Because you know what? She will have a good time. Oh, she will. But there is a danger when a woman has to always be out with her friends, away from her husband, away from her children. Now, I know you need to get away from your children every now and then, and I definitely know you need to get away from your husband. Amen. But I think you know what I'm talking about. We're not single anymore. And by the way, if you're younger like that, you're considering marriage and all that, you better are you ready for that? I don't want to be tied down to those children. Don't have any. And do us a favor, don't marry. See, our world has conditioned us that that's not enough for us. That's the greatest blessing in life. You know, and I know our grandkids and our kids are over the house all the time, and occasionally there's a time they're not there, and it's like, I like it, but I like them being around. By the way, something happened 3 weeks ago that has not happened in our house since before we had our first child. Get this. My wife and I stayed the night at our home in which we live in. Just her and I were the only ones home that night for the first time since before we had Jessica. The boys were out on camp and they were gone, and the girls were doing something at Lauren and Stevens. They were going to watch the kids in the morning, so they just went there at night. And we're just sitting there looking at each other like, when's the last time this happened? I mean, in our house, we've went away before. I'm like, it was before we had Jessica. Say, what'd you do? She read in one room and I read in the other. Just kidding. It's like, we didn't know how to act. And I'm like, this is what happens to normal people as they get older. You didn't have to go and have Emily when we were older. I'm doing the math now. I'll be dead by the time she's, you know, out of the house. That's what happens. But let me tell you something. It was weird for us. We enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. I love being with my wife alone. But you know what? I like family. I like being at home. She likes being at home. And we need to be very careful. This lady was just hanging out. Many people, by the way, we live in a very childish, selfish society. Very, very many people are married. Very few are really spouses. They just wanted the partner. They wanted the benefits, but they don't want the responsibility. They're not single. Don't be a single. Well, you know, I'm married, but all my friends are single. That is like 75 shades of bad. You knew half the stories I knew about. They hang out there. And you know what starts happening when you start hanging out with your single friends like that all the time? It's like, I got married too early. I had a part of my life taken from me. Listen, when you got married, nothing was taken from you. Something good was given to you. We're listening to the world too much. I'm not saying don't go out with our friends. Let's just make sure. By the way, you too, men. When work's over, men, go home. I just hang out with my buddy Chaco, you know, and we go play soccer or we go hang out and eat. You don't need to do that. You know, you want to play soccer, go play soccer with your wife. Take the boys and the girls to play soccer, but you don't need to go hang out all the time. And not just soccer. Occasionally, we'll go play basketball with the guys. I get it, and that's fine. When we get that gym done, we'll do it a lot more. Amen? But always having to go somewhere after work and coming home late. Listen, you have a family. Okay. Letter E. She is physically careless. Physically careless. Verse 13, just right out of the blue. So she caught him and kissed him and with an imprudent face said unto him. Right off the bat, there was very careless, casual contact. Now she's a little more direct in what she's doing. By the way, be careful about casual contact. You know? People are just, well, you know, these are our best friends. We're a couple, they're a couple, and we're really touchy with each other. Be very careful about that.
Yes,
y'all are the same age. Right? You want to be touchy? Be touchy with your wife. It's amazing. Before we get married, you can't keep people away from each other, but once they get married, it's like they'll sleep in separate rooms. By the way, that's not the message tonight, but that's I don't like the word dumb, but if I use the word dumb, that would be it. Okay, just way too careless in our touching. Something wrong with you? No, we're human. See, when you get close to somebody, especially if they're friends or whatever, and you're constantly casually touching, and you're constantly seeing them, the closer you get, there's going to come a time that's going to cross the line. It's going to cross the line. Don't be physically careless. Be very, very careful about that. Oh, it's just innocent. Just a little hug. Okay, be careful about that. You're too close to each other. By the way, singles too. I am for touching. Yep. Say, when do you touch? After those two really important words, I do. Until you hear I do, you don't. Oh, but he just loves me so much. Well, if you're talking about Jesus, I'm glad about that. Amen?
Yeah.
Jesus loves me, this I know. I get it. If he loves you, he'll keep his hands off you. If he can't, take your shoe off and hit him upside the head.
Yeah. Come on.
Since you asked, here's how touching works. You know, we're just going to hold hands. I didn't mean to look at you, Brother Rawl, because I wouldn't hold your hand if you paid me. It's all I can do to shake your hand. You know, we're just going to hold hands. Okay. Can I just tell you something, ladies? You're like, ooh, that's nice. You know what guys are thinking? Next step. And don't you guys look at me innocent. Okay, I'm calling you out tonight. We're next step. Okay, how about a little, well, hold, next step. Next step. You say, well, we're engaged. That's when it's really dangerous. We have several engaged couples. Let me just throw a little thought at you, and I know you're not. Don't touch each other. Don't touch each other. In fact, I didn't even touch my wife till we had been married a year. Just kidding. See, you're old school. When was the first time we touched? It's like 95? We got married at 85. You know why? Then you're getting to the point where you can start justifying it as you get closer to the marriage, and you're going to do something you didn't think you were going to do. See, that's not very popular, but be very careful.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
But anyhow, that's where it starts. All right, letter next. She masked her real character with spiritual talk. Okay, she grabbed the guy and she kissed him. She didn't even know him. And then she says, verse 14, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to see, to meet thee. Diligently to seek thy face I have found thee. Hey, I did my religious duty. Then why are you kissing him?
Come on.
You know, it's amazing how people can spiritualize all kinds of nonsense. Well, I just don't think there's anything wrong with it. I prayed about it. If something's in the Bible, you don't pray about it, you do it. Be very careful. Well, you know, it must not be wrong because after all, they're a Christian. Word only. If they're a Christian, let's make sure what they say lines up with what they're doing. Don't fall for the spiritual talk. Well, they love God. Right. By the way, all those character flaws and those spiritual character flaws, once you get together, You have to live with that. It's not going to be good. You might want to be very careful about that. Letter G. She entices you with her senses. We've already seen this. Guard yourself. Don't fall for those outward trappings. Okay? We're like a lamb going to the slaughter, and we'll get to that verse later. What are the senses that you use? Touch. We talked about carelessness. Little touch here. Little touch there. Little innocent hug here. Innocent bumping into each other. Rubbing against each other. Sight. She's touched you. She's reached you with the way she's dressed. Maybe not horribly, but accenting some features that might be very attractive to you. Smell. They never smell like a yak. They never smell like they just got back from the gym, right? You know that smell when you come back from the gym that's like, who died? You know, you died. Okay? And by the way, there's nothing wrong with smelling nice. And ladies, you ought to smell nice. You shouldn't smell like a yak. Come here, big guy. And it's like, am I on the 5 driving through like Kalima? Or the cow, you know? How, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you missed that one. We used to go to the youth conference up in North Valley, and I had a 15-passenger van. And I had a carload of girls, and we drove by there. So I thought this would be funny. I turned the AC off, and I rolled down the windows, and I let that smell get in. And then I closed the windows. It was bad. I almost threw up. I'm like, that was a really bad idea. But if you smell like that, your husband's not buying into you. Okay? Smell nice, but you know, the touch and the sight and the smell. And then the hearing, the words she says. Kind, appropriate inappropriate words. By the way, there are things you can say to your husband to lift him up you should not say to another man. I don't want my wife coming home and say, did you see so-and-so? Wow, he's got such muscles and he's so kind. I'm like, whoa. Look at me. Seriously. If I were to lift my arm, I'd rip this jacket. I don't want to do that. I could go all Hulk on you. What are you laughing at, Jerry? At least I'm not 100. Listen. Okay, here we go. It's funny. We'll dress in such a way and do something to entice somebody else, and then we come home and we dress like we just got run over by a truck when we're sitting around the house. Well, you know, you ladies, if you have to work outside of the house, man, when you go to work, you are dressed to kill. And when you come home, you're dressed like you're dead. It's like your husband ought to get the best of that. Thank you. That was free. All right, letter H. You say, I got an idea. I'll just dress horribly all the time. Bingo. Just kidding. All right, letter H. She is persuasive with her words. Look at these verses, verse 16. She's really setting this thing up. She's going to talk this guy right into it. I have decked, now this is where she just goes in for the kill. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linens of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. She actually cleaned her house, and everything's looking nice and sharp, and it's all romantic. She didn't even know this guy's not her husband. By the way, I believe she was married. Come. And then she really gets hardcore. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. That's her husband. He has gone on a long journey. I'm free tonight. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the time appointed. And then verse 21, with her much fair speech, she causeth him to yield. And with the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Now, by the way, she didn't just walk out of the blue to somebody who just came out of church with the Bible in her hand and do this. All the other stuff had taken place. He wasn't careful. His emotions were involved, and he was so far into it that her words sealed the deal. You ever hear this nonsense? We were just talking, and he was filling my emotional needs. You shouldn't be talking to him. Yeah, let me just throw this out here. It has nothing to do with the message, but it's free. You know, you should not have deep kind of conversations and open yourself up to other men. I'll say that again, ladies. You should not be having deep conversations and open yourself up to another man. Yeah. That is your husband's territory. I'm not, look, I'll just tell you, I am not going to sit there and counsel with a woman over and over and over and over. No. So you're a pastor, you're supposed to do that. I'm a bad pastor. Okay? I'll talk to you, but if it's something that's emotional and ongoing, you're going to talk to my wife. You might talk to Miss Mary. You're going to have to talk to your Sunday school teacher. I am not going to get involved emotionally with your problem. Now, I'll get involved with your problem. I hope you're taking it when I'm saying it. But how many pastors have you heard of, if you've been a Christian for a while, they fell? You know what they did? They sat there. They got emotionally entangled in this lady's, and then kept meeting together when they shouldn't have. They passed that red light, and now there's an emotional attachment, and the word sealed the deal. I wish I could talk to my husband like that. You're so understanding. You're so kind. You're just, by the way, guys, be rude. That'll push them away. Just kidding. But, you know, you really get it. After all, my husband doesn't. Maybe it's because you're criticizing him behind his back. And by the way, if he has issues, I get it. Maybe you need to come in and we'll talk together, or I need to talk to him and help you work that out. I understand that. And couples at work, you know, you're just a guy talking, you're talking to a guy at work. How was your night last? Well, just between you and me, my husband and I were fighting. Whoa, 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 whoa. By the way, you shouldn't even tell a lady that. Unless it's someone that's going to help you spiritually with that, not just talking to everybody you know. But that the words draw the closeness. And all the other stuff's been taking place. And you're like a lamb to a slaughter. I'm not, look, we're done here. But look at Delilah there. Delilah in Judges chapter 16, Samson was spiritually blind. Samson's whole problem in life, the strongest man who ever walked the face of this earth, his problem in life was women. There was not a man on this earth that could take him down. There was not an army on this earth that could take him down. Samson was the only judge that didn't raise an army. He didn't need one. He made Bruce Lee look like a sissy. This guy could whip 3,000 by himself like, ugh, what's next? And here he is being taken down by I'm sure she didn't weigh a lot, probably 100-pound woman. Yeah. What does it say? Verse 15. And she said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times and hast told me with a great strength. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with his words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart. He lied to her a couple times joking around, but as soon as he told her the truth in his heart, she's like, gotcha. It took a while. She got him. So let's be very, very careful. You say, why? By the way, Joseph's there too. Genesis 39:10. He's the opposite of Samson. Yeah, in a fist fight, I'd put my money on Samson. Amen? But character, I put my money on Joseph. And I don't bet. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie with her or to be with her. Joseph had to be in the house. Joseph didn't sit there and talk back and forth with her. As he was in there doing business, she's always dropping hints and he's ignoring her. And he didn't let it get to him. But you got to be very careful when you get emotionally enclosed. Why are you going over this? Why is this a big deal? Immorality has killed our country. It's killing it. It's killing our families. It's killing our marriages. It's killing Christianity. It's our whole society. And nobody thinks it's a big deal anymore. Can I just tell you something? I do. God does. And if we just take some precautions... Everything, if you're married, everything you're looking for in life is there for you with your spouse if you just treat it right. Amen. Quit looking outside.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Or else you're going to get yourself in trouble. Let's pray.